Hello, folks. Off-Grid Gary. Well, it has been an extremely busy past couple weeks. And today is June 13th, Sunday, June 13th, 2021. And today's episode is going to be about why we prep and why we should prep. Everybody watches the news. Whether you like it, hate it, love it, whatever, we all watch the news, whether it's weather or just basic news. We see what's going on. We prep for bad weather and whatever else we think is going on. And when I say by prepping, we have been doing lots of upgrades to our preps. And here lately, it's been with solar. Well, I've started on putting my solar back together for my house. I'm up to officially have 12 300-watt panels. I've actually had way more than that in the past, but in ways we've downsized our solar, but we've increased the size at the same time because now I have 12 panels. We've got their, I've managed to get some old power poles. A friend of mine had, we cut them and we put them in the ground. And I just went to a friend of mine's sawmill, and we got 25 2x6s, 25 2x4s, and 100 feet of 1x4s. And what that's going to do, that's going to give me a 13-foot by 20-foot rooftop for my solar. And one end will be 6.5 feet, one end will be roughly 5.5 feet off the ground. So what that means is I can take my garden hose and walk around the front side of it, and I can spray my panels off without getting. And what it also allows me to do, it has me a place I can put my garden tractor, has a place I can put a bench on one side to put starter plants in, because the solar panels make for a great greenhouse because it keeps it warm. So I could probably put my part of my fall garden in there. So that's a kind of a plus is what we're looking at as well. We upgraded our battery bank. Everybody knows I just bought brand new L16s and put them on my house. There's nothing wrong with the L16 batteries. I like them. Don't get me wrong, I'm not throwing them away. But we took them off the house. And I've got some upcoming projects, which you'll start seeing on YouTube here in the incoming weeks. We've been really busy. I normally like to post a video and a podcast every week. And I apologize, it's not been every week. It's been sometimes 2 weeks to a month. And it's truly because we are busy doing what we're doing to stay ahead. And this solar upgrade that I'm doing on my house, and I'll tell you, part of the process is the reason that it isn't done is because, to be fair, nobody wants to get up and go to work anymore. They want to sit down and collect unemployment. And that's... No matter how you look at it, there's two sides of the fence here. I'm not going to get in the middle of that. But my problem is everybody is running behind and nobody can find anybody that's open to do the work that I do. Like I run automotive. I do automotive work. I do off-grid work. I do a lot of stuff. But we went from doing just a few cars a day to many cars are now getting dropped off. I have a lot full. So business is picking up for me as well, which is great. I'm not complaining one bit, but the problem is there's a lot of other shops that don't have employees because you're sitting home collecting unemployment. And that's kind of a bad thing because we all have to work. This is why we prep, because we don't know exactly what's coming, But we're upgrading our solar system, by doing this, I took the L16s out, and I put in a 10K lithium battery. Now, everybody's heard me talk about this big battery I bought. I have been using bigbattery.com, and these folks have a great technical group. Everybody that I have had to talk to has been absolutely incredible. These guys really stepped up to the plate with this battery. It's got a 10-year warranty on it. Really does good. We're building a sleeper car. It's a club car, 87 resistor cart. This thing has got so much power, it will lift the front tires off the ground on hard surface. It's just by changing from lead acids to lithium. We're talking that much improvement. So, yes, there is a lot of stuff that is that we're doing. You know, we're putting solar on golf carts. We're putting power systems on golf carts to run your home. We're doing a lot of alternative energy stuff. So this is the stuff we wanted to get into, and we're now doing it, but it's slowing my project down for my home because we're so busy. And plus, it has been really hot this week. I like to got heat stroke. It was hot. With that being said, make sure you always have a good water source, but it pays to have a lot of Powerade too, because I've been drinking fire out of Powerade. You got to have it to stay hydrated. You got to have something to get your electrolytes right. You get hot and you get down. Once you get heat stroke, every time you get it, it gets worse. So I've had it a time or two, so I don't want to get it again. But we have been really busy. I just took the 10K lithium battery to my house Saturday morning. And that was yesterday, by the way. And this morning I've been watching my solar jump on the phone. I've got one of these Victron controllers. It's an 85-amp, 150-volt controller. I can actually look at my cell phone because it Bluetooths to my phone, and I can see what my power is making, what it's doing. And I've been monitoring this controller with my lead acids. And then last night, or yesterday afternoon when I kicked it over, before I turned the system off, I changed it from lead acids to lithium. And then I pulled my batteries out, hooked the lithium up, and then I put three more panels on because I wanted to finish my three strings of 12 300-watt panels on the house. And this morning, it is rocking and rolling. And I haven't seen power numbers like this on my system, I'll just say this, have never seen that kind of number. I mean, just a little bit ago, before I started my podcast, I was getting over 30 amps coming in at 50.1 volts at 1500 watts, and it's still climbing. I don't know what it is now, but I figure by 10 o'clock it's going to be pushing, it ought to be pushing its 50, 60 amps pretty quick. So it's doing its job. I mean, it's working great. The problem I was having with the L16s is it's so stinking hot. I think the battery bank's getting too hot. And so we took the battery bank out. I got a rooftop over my lithium battery. And actually, that room's going to get closed off with an air conditioner put in it for the battery. But what's nice about the big battery is they're kind of protected for heating and cooling. So they're telling me I don't have to worry about the issues with this lithium that I would other lithiums. I'm not a lithium pro, so don't get me to lying on what I'm telling on any of this. But I am learning about the lithium. It does seem to be really responding well to the system. I can't wait to see what it's going to do in the next upcoming couple weeks. We got us another goat, another Nigerian dwarf female. She's about a month older than our other one, and they're finally getting along, playing, jumping together, and having a fun time. They're just all over that pasture, jumping all over everything. They can use chickens like bowling pins. It's hilarious. We're still getting plenty of eggs a day. We're still up to 22, 23 eggs a day, and now we got new chicks coming in. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun. This summer has really been a learning curve. We've jumped on a lot of stuff, getting a lot of stuff done. And again, this is why we prepare. You know, I mean, part of it is just life, you know. Anytime you're raising kids, or children, whatever, you know, all my kids are pretty much teenagers now. But anytime you're raising kids, you want to make sure they have everything they need. You know, you want them to have clothes, you want them to roof over their head, you want them to have food, you know. And the animals that we've been getting, the kids just absolutely love the animals. They're always out playing with the goats, they play with the chickens, you know. They have fun. You know, the little goats will follow them around like puppies and play with them in the woods. I mean, they just absolutely love it. So, yeah, it's been really fun. I can't wait to see what happens when we start having the little goats. The one we actually currently had was born on the homestead, but the mother died. We're hoping in time that we'll start. We're looking into getting another male, so when he's get a certain size, we can go and get him bred. You know, we're looking forward to having some goats. And like I say, chickens are doing great. Goats are doing great. We dug our potatoes yesterday. I wasn't real happy with my potato crop at all. It just didn't do. I think it was just too wet. We had piles and piles of rain, and then it just got hot. But now the rest of our plants, our tomatoes, our peppers, everything we planted in self-wicking pots has done awesome. These plants are just jumping all over the place. But the ones that we planted in the ground just really, they did all right, but they just didn't do good. So I think we're going to stick it out and go with more raised beds or a self-wicking style pots, because those really work a lot better. Our tomato plant, we got one tomato plant. Of course, they're all this way, but one tomato plant is bigger around than a ceiling fan. I mean, it's just moated, and it's starting to get tomatoes all over it. So, yeah, looking forward to that. Looking forward to have some fresh bacon tomato sandwiches. But the reason we prepare for preparation is because, like I was saying, we have kids. But there's nothing worse, you know, we have a big off-grid solar system. Why do I have a big off-grid solar system? How come I just don't have a power line dropped in and put a power pole in my house? Well, the answer is, the power goes out all the time around here. I mean, it's like all the time. Why do I want my power to go out all the time? You know, trees fall on power lines. We have hurricanes. I mean, we have storms. It's crazy. But generally, we always lose power. We haven't since I've lived here because I built this and I built my own power system. But I'm just saying, even with Hurricane Laura, you know, people were without power for months. You know, the only thing we lost was our air conditioner. You know, that's because I had some solar damage. That was the only thing we lost, really, was our air conditioner. I could still run air, but I had to use a generator just for air. But as far as refrigeration and water and all this, we never lost anything. We kept watching the news, we kept watching TV, we was watching movies, you know, we lived just normal. And then we had a severe ice storm. And, you know, if you're in a northern state, you might not think too big a deal about an ice storm. But when you live in South Louisiana, you get an ice storm, there's nobody going to clear the road. If you're going to have 6 inches of ice in the middle of the road, it's going to stay there until it melts. You're not getting out unless you got four-wheel drive and chains. Well, I wasn't worried about getting out because we had everything we needed. You know, I do have a tractor, but I never needed it. I use my golf cart, you know. I did find out the golf cart you're not going to do near as much driving on because it's cold. Batteries don't do as good with the cold, but it did really well. So, you know, we did have about a $10 piece of PVC pipe and fittings that broke when the water froze, but we still didn't have to worry about water because we still had water. You know, just it broke the pipe. I could actually shut the one section of pipe off. I have an external hydrant down in the woods we could get water from, or we just tap the tin and let the ice slide down, put it in a bucket, and melt it on the wood stove. Because you know, I have my own water filtration system. It's a Berkey that we made. I mean, I can pour the river water in, it'll come out cleaning up. That's better than bottled water. So it was no big deal because we filter our own water and we refrigerate anyway. So we never lost water, you know, we never lost power. And that's really a blessing when you think about it, because there was a lot of folks that didn't have water, gas, anything. Some of them froze to death. You know, we were fortunate enough that we had prepared ourselves for this kind of thing, so we weren't worried about anything bad happening. Where other people had to fight to survive, and I'd never wish anybody to be cold or not have power. I think it's just awful, but this is what we live in, you know. Anytime you're capable of preparing yourself, and anybody can prepare themselves. It don't take, you know, you can, I tell people all the time, when you go grocery shopping and you have an extra $10, buy $10 of non-perishable food items and just put them up. If you do that every week when you go shopping, in a year's time, you'll have a lot of food put up. And I'm not telling you to do it for a year. I'm just saying you do it for X amount of period of time until you're comfortable with what you have extra put up. If you're one person, clearly you need a lot less than me. I have four kids still living at home, so me and my wife have six people. So we have to make sure there's enough food in this house to sustain our family for when times are bad, you know. And during the COVID scare, and we won't get into all that, but there was a lot of people that just didn't go to work. You know, everybody was scared they were going to get sick. We still kind of worked through it. Yes, I did have a couple concussions that particular time, but the time that I had to take off work for my concussions, we had enough everything to go through. It wasn't like we were just going to go down because everything was already covered. We had food, we had power, we had lights, you know, we had phones, we had water, you know. So there's a lot a person can do. You know, if you spend groceries every week, if you're spending $50 to $60 a week on groceries, just throw you another $10 in there and buy some non-perishable food items and put them on a shelf somewhere. You would be surprised during a power outage or a storm or something shuts down where you can't get anywhere. I mean, let's face it, during the COVID thing, everybody was kind of sitting down for a couple of weeks. They didn't even want you going to town. You were sitting at your house. Well, a lot of people can't do that. We were able to, no problems, but a lot of people can't. Look, I don't make any more money than the next guy. By no means. We don't, you know, it ain't like we make a ton of money, but you know what? We're good with our money, and we invested it wisely years ago when we went to building our backup power systems and so forth. So with that being said, you can do it. You know, it takes work, and it takes commitment, and it takes, most of all, takes time, because it's not going to happen overnight. And I'm still not where I would like to be, but I'm comfortable of where I am. And, you know, I'm not one of these people that's planning on, you know, on something extreme. We're doing it to make sure that our children have everything we need, and that we have everything we need as well, but our children naturally are what we're here to take care of. You know? And we're also to help our neighbors. You know, we, in my community, most of the people that I know would help their neighbors, and that's, you know, that's very important. You know, yes, you can say I'm a prepper, but I also help other people prepare. And I have neighbors that will ask me, they'll say, okay, where do I need to start? And I'll ask them, where do you want to start? What do you think's important? And these are the questions you need to ask. You know, if you have children living at home, your main priority is food and home. A home and food. You know, and love, of course. But, you know, you want to have shelter for your family, and you want it where they can get something to eat when they want. You know, and that's the first thing is family. Key thing is family. You want to have your family protected wherever they're at. So when somebody asks me, where do I start? I start asking them questions. What do you want to do? Where do you see yourself? If things stay the same right now, where do you see yourself a year from now? You know, I'm not like saying plan ahead, but I'm saying, where do you see yourself? You know, if you see yourself kind of going down because of the economy, you might want to start throwing some preparedness into place so when it gets to that time, you have a cushion that you can ride on until you come out of it. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but that's why we prepare for it. You prepare for the unknown, and it's not that you're scared. You just want to make sure you have things in place where, we'll just throw this up. What if wherever you work at, let's just say we'll do something simple and say you're in a minor accident, okay? A minor accident, let's say you have minor injuries that put you off work for a couple weeks, okay? In most scenarios, that's not a bad, if you have 2 weeks without work, you know, you're going to have bills that are going to start sneaking up on you. You know, you might not have the money to get all the groceries you might need. Because you can't rely on the insurance company just to cut you a check. I mean, because let's be honest, we all pay auto insurance and we all pay certain types of insurance. You're never going to get it when you need it. I mean, I've never been in a scenario where the insurance company actually said, oh, well, you've got this, you're covered. No, that's not the case. You may get it. You may have to call an attorney to get it or whatever. But the point is, it takes time. You might have to sit there for 6 months before you get that 2 weeks supply of income back that you lost from the auto accident. And just that 2 weeks, and I'm using this as a small, and gosh, I hope nobody gets an auto accident, but just in a small scenario window here, 2 weeks, you're going to have to need help, naturally. You're going to have to fix your vehicle or have it fixed. And you got to get back to work. And you're off for 2 weeks because of the accident. So you can't really do anything for 2 weeks, but you got to get your vehicle fixed so you can get back and forth to work. You could have money to put gas in that vehicle. This is where I'm coming from. This is why we prep, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. And as long as you have a sustainable home and you got groceries, you stay alive. And for the most part, you can stay happy. You know? Say you get laid off for 6 months. You and I both know unemployment does not pay you what you make. Well, this day and age it might, but in most scenarios, when you're on unemployment, you're still about half starved. Well, I wouldn't wish anybody to be on unemployment. I mean, everybody wants to have their job. I hear people all the time talking, oh, I hate my job. Well, if you hate your job, you need to find a place you like to work. Because, you know, work is our reward. You know, we get paid to do what we do. I'm not saying every day is going to be peaches and cream, but, you know, you try to enjoy what's handed to you. But you try to enjoy the life that's been given to you, you know. And it all starts out in your community. If you work with your community and you're comfortable in your community and you're comfortable with your surrounding neighbors that are in your town, and everybody's kind of close. I mean, where I live at, you know, we're a decent sized parish. A lot of good people live in our town. I say town, I'm in the middle of the sticks, but where we live at, I still deal with the public every day. And where we live at, we have good people in this parish. And our officers, our firefighters, our neighbors, we all know each other because we all live in the same area. You know, and I know there's a lot of flack about different things, but you know, if I'm driving down the road and see one of our officers broke down the side of the road, I'm going to stop and help him, you know, because that's who we are in our town. We all take care of each other. You know, some of the bigger cities, I can maybe understand some of that if you don't know, you know, what you're going to walk into scenario. But where we're at, we all live together. So, you know, you want to be comfortable where you live. As one of your preps is, you want to be someplace you know you're comfortable at. And that's why we chose this area, because we like the people that live in this area. It's a nice area. It's plenty of forest, plenty of woods. I mean, there's hunting, there's fishing. I mean, it's everything a person could want to raise a family in. And that's very important. You know, when you're prepping for where you want to be at in life and what you want to prep for, the key thing you want to prep for is, where's location? Location is everything. And I'm not saying you have to be in a, you know, big fancy residential neighborhood, because that's, me frankly, that's not where I want to be. But if that's where you want to be, that's great. But you want to find the residential area that fits you. You want to find the area that you want to live. You want to make sure that it fits you. It's like, my area fits me and my family. And those are some of the keys that I'm telling you, people. It's time to prep. You want to prep because you don't know what's coming. And I'm not saying anything's going to hit us, because I'm not. But like for us, we're coming into hurricane season again. You know, we've been stuck with a lot of rain, so we're already, we're nowhere near a drought because we got piles of rain, but everything is green and soaking wet. Everything is nice, you know, but it can all change when a storm brews and go. You know, think about that one for a little while. You never know when something's going to hit. I mean, I've seen, I think it was in like Missouri area, you know. It's like here the past couple of years, it's like they get hit by tornadoes like every year. Everything just gets destroyed, you know. These are some of the choices we have to make where we choose we want to live and how we want to prep for the environment we live in. And I always tell, shelter is key, food and water, you know. If you have shelter, food, and water, you'll make it. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say today is, get your preps right. Let's start. And if you need any help, give us a holler. We'll be more than happy to do what we can for you. You can find me on Facebook under Gary Maul and Off the Grid and on Solar. You can find us on Messenger under Gary Maul. You can find us on Twitter and Off Grid Gary, and on YouTube, I'm Off Grid Gary. So if you're on YouTube, don't forget to hit the like and subscribe button, hit the little bell, and give us your sign up for our notifications. You know, we're out there, and if you want to talk with us, we're more than happy to talk with you. I'm also in this month's episode of Farm Show Magazine, and that was really fun, And we got some lithium videos we're gonna be doing before long that are gonna be really good, and there's gonna be some discounts we're gonna be able to offer. So if somebody wants to buy a lithium battery, we'll be able to help them get a discount on a battery, and it'll save them a lot of money. So we got a lot of good stuff coming up, and like I say, if you hear this podcast, if you don't mind, share it, and if you want to leave us a message or whatever, we would love to hear from you. And with that being said, we're going to call this a day. And I will try to be back next Sunday. I'm hoping I'm going to be back for next Sunday again. But like I say, we have been extremely busy. So if it doesn't go, know that you will hear from me within a couple weeks regardless. But we are just really trying to get all of our preps into place, get our animals into place, and we're working on a lot of cars and trying not to get heat stroke all at the same time. So with all that being said, have a great day, and we'll talk to you later. Stay vigilant, and we'll holler at you later. Bye.